Welcome to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. I'm J.P. Shadrick, and today is Tuesday, May 17th. This is our weekly look at news and people around the Jaguars organization. Everyone is recovering from the players this weekend out at TPC Sawgrass. A fun weekend on the course, and plenty of Jags connections in the week leading up to the tournament. Jaguars Black and Jags 365 members were among those in the Jags Den on the 17th hole chalets. And speaking of Jags Black and Jags 365, my guest today is Jaguars VP of Sales and Service, Chad Johnson. We'll get an update on ticket sales and some thoughts on how the improvements to the U.S. Assured clubs will help the fan experience at Everbank Field. But first, some headlines from around the Jaguars organization. Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles made the rounds at the players at TPC Sawgrass last week. On Wednesday, made a couple of appearances before the tournament, including a stop at Sawgrass Country Club. That's the old course across the street from TPC. There he joined Jordan Spieth to support the Tesori Family Foundation's All-Star Kids Clinic for 25 VIPs, special needs children. They're learning the game of golf. The foundation was formed by Paul Tesori, a former PGA Tour pro and now a caddy, to give back to those in need here in Northeast Florida. Each year, that foundation supports charities ranging from childhood homelessness to battered women's shelters, children with cancer, and animal rescue charities. There's a really cool video recapping that day and interaction with the kids from Blake Bortles on Jaguars.com. Also on Sunday, a former Jaguar was heavily involved in the final round of the players. Former Jags kicker Josh Scobie, now with the New Orleans Saints, served as a caddy for Steve Wheatcroft when he entered the final round, tied for 70th place. He started strong in the tournament with a 68 Thursday, fell back with a 74 Friday, and then a 79 on Saturday. But with Scobie on the bag, Wheatcroft rallied for a 73 to close out the tournament in 71st place at 6 over. That grossed him just over $20,000 for the weekend. I hope Scobie didn't take the caddy's cut. And now with the golf tournament out of the way, the Jags are into their final week of Phase 2 of the off-season program. Phase 3 and organized team activities begin next Monday. And there are 10 OTA practices scheduled in the 3 weeks that follow before the mandatory minicamp. All of that is non-contact, but you can have full teamwork, 11-on-11, and all the rest. OTAs generally are not open to the public, but there could likely be some of the mandatory minicamp open June 14th through 16th. Word on that should come in the next week or so. Stay tuned. And draft picks continue to sign rookie contracts. Fourth-round defensive tackle Sheldon Day inked his first NFL deal Monday afternoon, and that leaves only Jalen Ramsey and Yannick Ngakoue left to sign. As John Osier explained in the Ozone earlier this week, this is not really much of a story anymore since the 2011 collective bargaining agreement. That included a rookie wage scale. But prior to that, most first-rounders held out during training camp until signing a mega rookie deal. After he went first overall in 2010, quarterback Sam Bradford signed a six-year deal worth $78 million, with $50 million of that guaranteed before even trying on a helmet with the St. Louis Rams. Those days are long gone. The next year, after the new CBA, Jags quarterback Blaine Gabbert, a first-round pick, signed a four-year contract with a fifth-year option for a fully guaranteed $12 million. He was the 10th overall pick that year. What a difference a year makes. It's time to talk tickets now with Jaguars Vice President of Sales and Service, Chad Johnson. What's up?
Hey, JP. How you doing, man?
Great.
We're having a blast over here. It does not slow down, that's for sure, at Everbank Field with all the new and crazy things going on here. We're having so much fun, and fans have had such a great response over the last couple weeks, as we all know in here, and we're just really excited to be a part of it.
Every time I walk through there, the phones are lighting up. Everybody, all the sales folks are in there just busting their tails right now. You would think, if you're on the outside of here, that, oh, it's the off season. Not much is going on. That's certainly not the case at all. There's all this new product coming in next year, and a lot of excitement right now. It helps you guys.
Yeah, you know, there is no off season for us, and actually our busiest time is right now. You know, we're selling, planning, getting ready for the upcoming season, and we've worked really hard over the last 4 years to establish a credibility with our fans and season ticket members, right, to give them a great experience, to lay the groundwork for growth, and we have been growing our season ticket base, but more so than ever now with the new things going on in the U.S. Assure Club, a great off season on the football side. There's no doubt that there's a different level of excitement right now. You know, what's really fun for us is listening to that information come inbound instead of us having to go create that rhetoric in the market outbound, right? Fans are calling us as opposed to us trying to grind out and find them, which is one of the best selling processes you can hope for, right?
No doubt about that. Now, it had to be difficult 3 years ago when this roster was cut down to nothing. They got all these guys out of here. The new regime came in on the football side, and that's the thing you see out there, right? The team is struggling on the field, and they're trying to find some kind of base on the roster. How difficult is that to sell?
Well, you know, a lot of my colleagues will say you sell hope, right? And there's probably some piece of that. I don't really subscribe to that, though. I sell value. I sell experience and fun, and that we do control. So even though there was an emotional connection to the team or maybe a disconnection to how we were performing, we were able to go out with the support of our owner, Shad, and President Mark Lamping. You know, we were really able to go out and create something very unique here at EverBank Field. So when you look at our fans that come here, there's an ownership, right? When you talk to a season ticket member, how often do you hear, I'm a day one? Mm-hmm. You know, they have a pride and an ownership. So even though there were some tougher times, they know we cared. They knew we launched new programs, right, that gave them value. Mm-hmm. Jags 365, Jaguars Black, you know, some of these things that they go, you know what, you're giving me a lot more for my money, so I'm standing by you all the way.
Chad Johnson with us, the Jaguars VP of Sales and Service. Speaking of Jags Black, Jags 365, those are year-round programs that help season ticket members and members of the business community stay engaged with the organization on a year-round basis. And some of that was even at TPC this last weekend, right? That's part of the deal.
Yeah, you know what? What a great weekend, first of all. You know, great tournament, great for Jacksonville. We do it quite a bit there. You know, we use that as an opportunity to, A, thank our fans. You know, we have a Chalet 817, which you know, and we're able to see. A lot of our players, coaches are there integrating and mingling with our fans. You hear Gus talk about it all the time, being out there with our fans and being out there with our supporters. So, number one, it's a great way for us to interact in a more casual environment. Right, not seeing them for a few minutes at the stadium or for a Jaguars-based event, but letting our sales reps and service reps connect with them at a different level is a lot of fun. And to some of them, it's their most favorite memory they have of the year with us. Sitting there, you know, I saw some pictures, Blake Bortles with a little kid in his jersey, you know, that he had just gotten autographed, and he's going to remember that forever. And you don't always get that opportunity when the players are out in the field.
Chad, we mentioned the U.S. Assure Club improvements. The last date we heard is early July they might be done. Is that still fairly accurate? And how excited are you for these club seats?
Yeah, you know, something new and sexy is always fun to sell, right? And I think sexy is a word you can use with these U.S. Assure Clubs, right? They are gonna transform the experience for our fans. There is no single place in the NFL where you will have two big terrace, patio, congregation spaces at the 50-yard line, right? But we know through experience our fans like to congregate. Our fans like to move around the stadium. We see it in FanDuelville. We see it in the Bud Light Party Zone. Mm-hmm. Those areas are just packed game in and game out, and we want to give our U.S. Assure Club members that same experience. Timing-wise, we're right there. In fact, you'll hear some news coming up. We're going to be doing some hard hat tours coming up here at the end of the month.
I look better in a hard hat, by the way.
You do. You need that, for sure. I'm going to let you keep one.
Thanks.
But they'll be able to get it behind the scenes, under progress, truly wearing a hard hat, you know, the big bright vests, and walking through a live construction zone. But it'll give them a feel for what this will be like. And then we're going to host a couple big events right at the beginning of July for our fans to come and see how different this experience will be. And it's important because we have less than 1,000 seats left in the clubs. So,
wow.
You know, with, 3 months of selling time left, these clubs will be sold out before the season starts.
Yeah.
And we'll put our focus elsewhere. So if people are interested in seeing these, they definitely got to come into one of these earlier events.
Part of the construction process, we needed hard hats in here. I don't know if you've seen the ceiling and you know.
Well, I think
this
it was,
kind of works.
What, just know? Last Thursday that during the show, I think I could barely hear over the jackhammers.
Jaguars Thursday. So, yeah. That's part of the deal, though. This is the fun part of it. Chad Johnson with us, VP of Sales and Service. Have you had anything in your past? I know you have a history with the Miami Marlins, then the Florida Marlins, and they moved to the new ballpark. Is that probably the closest thing you've had to work with that in your past before this?
Yeah, you know, I've worked at a couple arenas where we've done some major renovation work. But doing that in a 17,000, 18,000-seat arena is very different than a 70,000-seat football stadium. But let's not forget the overall scope of this project, right? A $90 million project.
That's
so
right.
We're talking about big things. So yeah, I think opening a new facility is very similar because you're looking at it from the ground up, you know, and these clubs are being transformed, right? We're not putting a couple new fixtures and bars in. We gutted them, ripped everything out, and are starting from the ground up. So to see that unfold and watch the changes every day, where you really have that big impact is when you go back and do that time-lapse video after they're done, and you point back and you remember, hey, remember we were in the booth and the ceilings were falling down, or remember when the leaks were coming because we had ripped the floors out? And you'll kind of walk back and reminisce on that process. But there's nothing more fun than building something special, right? On the field, we talk about building something special in the clubs or in this building. Scoreboards, pools, U.S. Assure clubs, building something special is, for me, the most fun experience I could imagine.
Chad, you know, I want to buy some season tickets right now. Yeah, you got me all fired up, man.
Listen, we're seeing that a lot with our fans right now. So yeah. It's definitely the place to be in Jacksonville, no doubt about it, right? The experience of Everbank Field and what we're putting together here is really going to be special for our fans.
Let's talk briefly about the South End Zone business. The theater, the Flex Field is kind of the next big project down there. There's the new opening down there with where the Prowl will end up. That's in progress. But anything new on that can you give us, or how does that change what you guys will be doing on the sales side when it's done?
Let's talk about two different parts of it, right? The amphitheater Flex Field's a big project, a big picture that we're looking at 2017 coming online. What you're seeing now with the South End Zone, the big hole we cut out, though, that'll be something that's going to exist for this season. And we are in the final stages of creating one of the most unique field experiences in the NFL. You can literally stand on field level and watch the entire game. The Jaguars players will enter through the public space of the Prowl like they do and, you know, interact and give our fans fives, but then they'll finish it off through this private club. So the fans that are there will not only have a unique experience from a vantage point of the game, but a very up-close and personal experience as the Jaguars take the field. So the pyro and introductions and everything we do will now be coming out of that space. So
similar, I guess, to Dallas. The Cowboys have a club around it, right?
Very similar. Very similar where the players walk in and through. Theirs is a little bit more pulled back from the playing field itself.
Yeah, it's back underneath. Yeah.
This is, I mean, you literally will be standing on the field at the back of the end zone, so there's no closer way. It's almost as close as an arena football game can be. You're literally right at the back wall of the end zone. So our fans will have a really up-close and personal experience.
Chad, how many are on your sales staff total?
You know, we've got a big group, and it's important for us because we stress relationships with our fans, right? And if I'm gonna put the promise out there that we're gonna have relationships and engage with you 365 through the Jags 365 promise, I've got to have the people. So we have 42 sales and service reps now.
Wow.
Put that in perspective. When I arrived just after Shad purchased the team, we had 11 total people.
11.
So we have 400% increase over the course of these couple years. But again, that's what's important to our fans. We want to understand who they are. We want to understand how we deliver a personal experience to them. We want them to have that same relationship with us. And when those types of things happen, it's not a transaction anymore. It's not I'm buying some tickets and going to a game. It's I have a relationship and I'm coming for an experience.
Should be a heck of an experience. It always is, but certainly this year, with the home schedule announced and the new additions, the improvements to the U.S. Assure clubs. Chad, I know you're a busy man, and I appreciate your time coming on to see us on the J.P. Shadrick podcast.
J.P., nice. I will be here anytime you need me.
A few things coming up this week for the Jaguars, including the Jacksonville All-Pro Dad's Day kickoff breakfast. That's in the Terrace Suite at Everbank Field Thursday at 7 a.m., and it features pride of the Jaguars left tackle Tony Boselli. Find out how to connect with your kids and community through the power of football. The event is sold out, but for more information on the program, visit allprodad.com. Jaguars.com Live is this Wednesday, likely on location. Stay tuned for more information. We'll release that info coming up in the next day or so. Jaguars Thursday Radio, we're without Loggeman again this week, so it's just Boselli and yours truly. That's Thursday night at 6 o'clock on 1010XL Radio in Jacksonville. And finally, get ready for the Great American Burger Fest this weekend in St. Augustine. Burgers, live music, cold beer. Admission is $5 for adults. Kids 12 and under get in free. And on Sunday, it's the Best Burger Contest. And guess who is part of the celebrity judging panel? That's right. You're listening to him right now. Free burgers, how could you say no to that? Tony Fox from 99.1 WQIK, Leticia Barola from Action News, Matt Ray from X102.9, and Bakari Savage from Channel 4 are part of the judging panel, too. Now, I can't speak for them, but the key to this judge's heart, mushrooms, bacon, and cheddar, in that order. Should be a fun weekend out at Francis Field near the Old Town. For more information, visit GreatAmericanBurgerFest.com. That will do it for this week. Our thanks to Chad Johnson, Jags VP of Sales and Service, and a special thanks to Jaguars Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato. Thanks to you for listening. I'm JP Shadrick, and we'll talk to you next week on the JP Shadrick Podcast.